Good morning. The federal opposition says it would be happy to fight a double dissolution election over proposed changes to private health insurance. The Senate has given the government another double dissolution election trigger by blocking legislation to means test the private health insurance rebate. The government says it's now considering its options, and the coalition says it would welcome the chance to expose what it says are the government's broken promises on health. There's mounting pressure for a Senate inquiry into the Church of Scientology, with the Australian of the Year, Professor Patrick McGorry, now lending his support. Professor McGorry says he's concerned about practices which could lead to the death or injury of people who've been denied proper mental health care. The US Vice President has condemned Israel's decision to build 1,600 new homes in occupied East Jerusalem. Joe Biden's trip to the Middle East has been overshadowed by the announcement. He says the move will undermine trust. Indonesian police say they're still investigating whether a man killed in a raid yesterday was the wanted Bali bomber Dul Martin. The Foreign Minister Stephen Smith has warned against speculation and says authorities are still waiting for the results of forensic tests. And the European Union has decided to extend parental leave from 3 to 4 months for each parent. And we'll have more news later.